This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Indian Army successfully conducted a week-long forward area tour for defense experts from May 12 to 19, encouraging civil-military fusion in defense technology. The tour facilitated the defense experts to get a first-hand experience of the operational and administrative challenges faced by troops deployed in forward areas of Arunachal Pradesh, thereby motivating them to formulate intensive technological solutions to the problems. Seven qualified defense experts from various defense industries, startups and academia formed part of the FAT team. From May 13 to 15, the delegates visited the forward areas in Anjor district along the line of actual control and gained insights about the operational and logistics challenges of the armed forces. They got a comprehensive understanding of the technological and operational requirements of the Indian Army operating in the remote and inhospitable terrain of Arunachal Pradesh. The experts also visited Army establishment in Lohit and Namsai districts of Arunachal and Dibrugarh district of Assam and interacted with senior officers who acquainted them with challenges related to surveillance, habitat, communications and logistics in these remote areas. Election Commission's concerted crackdown on money, power and inducement in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections has resulted in seizures by the agencies worth 8,889 crore rupees. The poll body said in a statement that enhanced vigil against inducement, including drugs and psychotropic substances, has resulted in big seizures, actions and a contiguous search. Drug seizures worth over 3,958 crore rupees amount to 45% of seizures. With increasing intensity of campaigning, the Commission is keeping close tab on attempts to influence voters through inducements. It has directed the CEOs and the enforcement agencies to step up the vigil. All arrangements are in place for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase. These are 14 states in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Bihar and Orissa, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray for this phase. 35 assembly constituencies of the Odisha Legislative Assembly will also go to polls on Monday. So far, the polling has concluded smoothly and peacefully in 379 parliamentary constituencies of 23 states and union territories in the first 4 phases of the general elections 2024. These elections have registered a total voter turnout of about 66.95%. Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said that Union government replaced the colonial-era criminal justice system to provide justice to people in a time-bound manner. Speaking at the inaugural session of the conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System at IIT Guwahati on Saturday, Meghwal pointed out the need for changes in the criminal justice system, which was initially brought into effect from the perspective of colonial rulers and lacked Indian spirit and ethos. The British coded those laws to punish Indians, but the present government wants to give justice. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India has alerted traders, fruits handlers and food business operators operating ripening chambers to strictly ensure compliance with the prohibition on calcium carbide for artificial ripening of forest. Health Ministry said in a statement that it is also advising food safety departments of states and UTs to remain vigilant and take serious action against persons indulging in such unlawful practices. Calcium carbide, commonly used for ripening foods like mangoes, releases acetylene gas which contains harmful traces of arsenic and phosphorus. These substances can cause serious health issues such as dizziness, frequent thirst, irritation, weakness, difficulty in swallowing, and vomiting and skin ulcers. The Supreme Court Collegium has approved the proposal for appointment of 2 additional judges, namely Justice Susmita Phukan Khond and Justice Mitali Thakuria as permanent judges of the Guwahati High Court. The SC Collegium also approved the proposal for the appointment of Justice Rajesh Sekhri, additional judge, High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, for a first term of 1 year with effect from 29th July 2024. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.